Welcome back to the Midday Show, and it is my great, great pleasure to welcome Gerald Abramson here to KZE. Hi, Gerald.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty
After
good.
After your long drive from Bethel, New York.
Oh, it went fast.
Does it?
Yeah. It's beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
And it was just nice to get away from the farm for a minute. You gave me a reason to get out.
Oh, good.
Otherwise, I don't ever leave.
Yeah.
I am locked to the place.
That place is the former location of the former site of Max Yagar's homestead, mm-hmm. right, to be specific. And we want to get this out of the way at the very beginning because it's very important that there is an annual event called the Yagar Road Reunion, which takes place on that property. We're going to just say from the top here, Gerald, that you have been producing this event, correct? Every
yes.
year. It is on August 14th through the 16th. It's called the Yagar Road Reunion. It is on Yagar Road?
Yeah, Yagar
Road. Go figure.
Yeah.
Well, how did I know that? Now, let's not confuse this with the other property where that big festival going back to the 60s took place. It's
right.
nearby, very close, but it actually, for those one or two people who may not know the history, of course, after the organizers of the Woodstock Festival couldn't have their festival in Wallkill, New York. They couldn't have it in Woodstock, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Max Yagar very generously said, hey, these kids are great. Let's do it here on the farm. And they lent the farm. Max became a folk hero as a result of that, correct?
Yeah, he ran for president, or he was nominated.
He was nominated.
To run for president by the entire Woodstock Nation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's I'm glad you mentioned that because it's the Woodstock Nation that is actually a big chunk of that nation is the kind of the population that has historically been going to Yagar Road Reunion every summer.
Yagar's is ground zero for the Woodstock Nation. You know, Bethel Woods is it's a beautiful amphitheater.
Right.
The sound system is incredible, and I'm always tuned into that. I don't want to hear any static or reverberation, and they are great. And they do an excellent job of preserving the history of the times. But I like to think that we preserve the spirit of it, which is peace, love, and music.
Mm-hmm. How far are you from Bethel Woods?
1.9 miles.
Okay, very close.
I've clocked it.
So you open your window. You don't even open the window. You can just you can hear the shows.
Sometimes it depends on the weather and the humidity and the wind direction. Yeah, but I was able to sit on my back deck and listen to B.B. King one night, and I'll tell you something, that was amazing. So thank you, Bethel Woods, for that show.
That show, I guess the thrill was not gone.
Never, never. Anytime you listen to B.B. King, it's a thrill.
I know. So tell me a little bit, or our listeners, a little bit about the origin story of the Yagar Road Reunion. I can obviously read off the website, but I'd rather hear it right from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
It started because, my husband was just buying, Roy Howard was buying property all over Bethel, all over Sullivan County, Monticello.
Wow.
It was in the 80s, it was a time when property prices, and he had some money from his business. He was in the beer distributorship. And he just was from that town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was practically born there. His family lived there for generations. And so he was close to mm-hmm. it. He traveled a lot as a kid, but he always came back to Bethel. And when the property came on sale, he grabbed it, just on speculation.
Yeah.
Well, a few years later, we got together and we decided that was he owned the place, and we were both like coming out of marriages and getting together. So that's where we settled down. And in 96, up until, from 69 until 96,
mm-hmm.
everybody would gather every year on the original site. There was sort of like this title dispute over who actually owned that field,
mm-hmm.
and it just took a life of its own.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody in charge. The hippies just kept coming every year, and more and more and more, until it became a health hazard. And the town started shutting it down. At that time, Alan Gary, who was the owner of Bethel Woods now, started in 96, he started to make plans for Bethel Woods.
I see.
And he shut down the site, and we had no place to go.
Oh, I see.
Right. And, you know, Bill Hanley, who was the engineer, the sound engineer in 69 for the original Woodstock, was a personal friend of ours, and he had this magic stage that just opened up with, you know, all these hydraulic wings and everything. It took all weekend to put it together.
Sure.
But it was on our property.
Okay, and so, again, this is the homestead, Max's homestead, where his house existed.
Yes.
Not the part of the farmland where...
Well, Max owned 1,500 acres
non-contiguously
all over Bethel.
I see.
Because a farm needs a lot of land for silage.
It's still typical that any farm will buy parcels, you know,
just
where they
to use for agriculture purposes.
Yeah.
So he had all of this land, and so he just donated that one field. I don't know the particulars of how that came about. There are several different stories involving several different people. But basically, you're right. He got kicked out of the Woodstock, got kicked out of Saugerties, where they were supposed to be on Fred Schaller's farm.
Oh, it was in Saugerties as well.
It was never going to Woodstock, the town of Woodstock.
No,
it was going
did.
To
oh,
Saugerties.
Right. Well, I even know before that was, they did try to, they were, well, maybe it was after Saugerties. They
went
to
Middletown. Yeah, Walk Hill is Middletown.
Right, the same area. Mm-hmm.
No. One's in Ulster County, one's in Orange County.
Oh, I see. So yeah. How many properties are it was?
Three. Okay. And Bethel was the third one.
I see.
But the reason they still called it Woodstock was because the posters were already printed.
They were already printed.
Yeah. And they didn't have time to change
it. Right, right.
And by then, the town board didn't have time to enact any kind of codes or laws to stop it.
Yeah.
So it happened by accident.
Right.
And that was kind of the best thing.
It's interesting because like even the town of Woodstock benefits to this day from...
More than Bethel does.
Right.
Which is Bethel's fault.
Right.
Right.
Sure. Sure. Again, this event, the Yasgar Road reunion, the 30th one, by the way, that's how long this has been going on.
30 August, years.
Amazing. August 14th through the 16th. And there's all these performers.
Yeah, we have some good
ones
this
festival.
Year. Yeah, Keller Williams, we're real proud to have him. Kung Fu has played the farm, I can't tell you how many times. I always tease Tim Palmieri that he cut his teeth here at Yasgar's. When he was with the Psychedelic Breakfast, I think it was his first band, they just happened to show up. And my husband couldn't get them off the stage to let the next band on, so he built a stage in the just as they were playing. He just moved them to a different stage, and they played all night long. Mm. And he just let it go. And they since then, they've been back as Kung Fu. Other side projects that Tim Palmieri's been involved in. And he's one of my favorite guitar players.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say enough about him. And then we have John Brown's Body. And the interesting thing about that is they played at Yasgar's 20 years ago, and it was our 10th anniversary, and it was their 10th year. And here they are 20 years later. It's now the 30th anniversary for both of us.
Right.
So that's a band that's been around for a very long time. They are so tight and so together, and it's a big band. I think there's like seven guys there or seven people there. And it's horns and strings and percussion and everything you can imagine. And they just take up the stage. And then we have our regulars like Hannes Field and Rob Glassman and his band. Yeah, there's and
just,
then
it's an all weekend of just music, it sounds like.
Yeah,
all through the
it
entire
is.
Weekend.
And then our stage manager or producer is a gentleman named Andy Boxer. And I don't know how he did this, but if you look at the flyer, you can see he's got members of like every band you can imagine doing like just an improv at some, I think it's going to be like this Saturday night
Band. They're going to just like get together and wing it.
Yeah, there were a bunch of guys that were available that weekend. Their bands weren't, but they were.
I see.
And
they're creating some super group on the fly.
Yes. So I can't wait to hear that one.
Yeah.
So Tim will be there, I know, and a whole bunch of great guys.
People can go to YazgerRoadCampground.com and check out the entire lineup. Check out, you can get tickets there and find out more information. We're talking to Gerald Abramson, who, I mean, I guess you are the steward. You are the grand dame of the festival, right? What's your role?
Steward is really
the steward of it.
Yeah,
the face on the festival.
I not only produce the show,
you
know, and back it financially, but also I manage the whole production, the groundskeeping,
which is
the groundskeeping is amazing. I mean, the whole thing is a lot of work. What Andy Boxer does for the stage is an awful lot of work, and he is so dedicated and so good at it. He's with his own band, who'll be performing. His band is Schwizz, great band, and he's their drummer along with other bands that he plays in. He's a fabulous drummer. So Andy puts together the lineup. My right-hand girl is Elena Voigt, and she helps me with all the background stuff, the website, she runs the gate, and you know, she's been with me for a long time now. And then it's all about cutting the grass and cleaning the bathrooms.
The less glamorous part of what it takes to put
making
on
sure
a festival this size.
The dead trees are not dead and falling down on people.
My goodness. I've been speaking with Gerald Abramson, and it's been such a great pleasure to meet you and to have somebody on here who is, you know, definitely keeping the legacy of that iconic festival alive to this day. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of like the granddaddy of them all.
It sure is.
Yeah, and it's 57 years now. 57
it's
years.
It's just remarkable.
And the one funny thing is that it's the only festival that has an annual celebration of itself without being an ongoing festival. You know, they've tried to do a few revivals, but, you know, it didn't work out right.
No,
so,
you can't. You have to sometimes just celebrate something where all the planets aligned or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it was a celestially perfect experience, you know, and changed the world.
The one thing about Yazgers that I really love is that we're not trying to outdo ourselves every year.
Mm-hmm.
The show doesn't get bigger. It doesn't get better. It is consistent. The party's in the woods, and it's just going to get so big and no bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And the party is the people.
Right.
So the music changes.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think that the music represents a different generation now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot different than what we listened to,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we were kids. And I'm sure I'm older than everyone around here, but at this point, I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years.
Yeah.
Well, I was a lot younger when I started.
We all were. Thank you so much for doing all the good work you do.
Thank
you, Gerald. It's a pleasure to have you on the Midday Show, and I'd love to have you back.
I would love to come back.
Yeah,
let's
make this an annual event as well. We don't have to get larger. Just be consistent every year, have you back on here. YazgerRoadCampground.com. for tickets and details about all the amazing performers over the course of a very special weekend indeed. Yazger Road Reunion, August 14th through the 16th. You're listening to The Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE.